Well, we are out here at the Public House, and one of the honors that Pat and I have is to be here today and celebrate the 80th birthday of Orlando Cepeda. And Orlando, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you here.
Great to be here with you, Marty. Absolutely.
Talk right into that mic, so I want everyone to hear you real well. So you heard Russ Hodges call that home run. How was that?
Amazing. It was 3-1 changeup.
He remembers? Gotta be kidding me.
And he hit it to right field. You didn't have any problem hitting it out into right center, did you?
Yeah, right field. The wind was blowing in, too.
Yeah, that was... Then you heard Murph say hello to you and wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, great friend, Mike. You know, we can start together, me and Mike, yeah.
It's true. Well, this is a very momentous day for you and for all the Giant fans who love you and the great Hall of Famer. But people should know, coming from Puerto Rico, you were just a kid. I love the story when you first came to the United States for your first tryout camp. And what was that like coming?
Yeah, tell me. 1955, me and Roberto Clemente, Jose Pagan, and a couple other guys, we came. Because in those days, not too many people go to Puerto Rico to look for ball players. That's why Horace Dunham is incredible human being. He sent his people to Puerto Rico to look for Latino players. So in 55, we came to Florida. In those days, you know, things were kind of tough.
Yes.
So I guess that looking back, it was amazing.
Well, it's your first time to the United States, wasn't it?
Yeah, first time in the airplane, first time everything.
So was Clemente kind of your chaperone to take you?
Yes, because he came here in 54 for Pittsburgh. So the owner of Santurce team, he said, you take care of this guy. You know, put him, fly to Miami, put him the Greyhound bus, and he did it.
I love it. Very good. And you know, and I know some of the stories, and I'd love for you to share them. Growing up in Puerto Rico, of course, your father was a big star. You got to meet big stars of baseball in Puerto Rico.
I mean, everybody. I mean, Josh Gibson, he came to my house, Satchel Paige, Ray Dandridge, all those great Negro League ball players. They used to come to my house.
You know, Pat, the thing I like is that, and jump in whenever you want, Pat,
sure,
that Orlando was the bat boy. Come on,
1954, yeah, when Willie Mays came to Puerto Rico, I was a bad boy for Santurce team.
So what would happen? Mays would hit when you'd have to go get the bat?
Ah, yeah.
Then you would hit him and he'd have to get your bat.
Right.
Is what happened. So 1955, also Willie McCovey, you meet him for the first time. Tell us about that tryout camp. It was in Melbourne, Florida.
Yeah, me and McCovey came for the tryout. And I remember March 1st, we came to Arizona spring training. So I remember Willie with the blue hat, cool, you know, don't say too much. He was ahead of me, same day, amazing. And we're still a very close friend today.
Can you see this now? Were you 19? I'm trying to think how old you are then. 17
years old
in 1950. Wow. And McCovey, just the same thing. McCovey's a few months younger than you.
Right. Wow.
And how did you do as your first tryout for the Giants in Melbourne?
Well, you know, we went there and we sat there. I don't know what they were talking about. They were talking about, you know, well, this is, you know, you come here to play ball, this and that. You know, they gave it the... about the game of baseball. I don't know what they were saying. Keep saying, yes, yes, yes. I don't know what they were saying. But looking back, it was incredible. Because you got to have, you know, you can be afraid. You know, I came with three guys, then five more I came down, and they all went back to Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you become a San Francisco Giant, and you play in Minneapolis, and the Giants come west in 58, and you're the first love Giant. Mays came from New York, but Orlando Cepeda was the one that they really loved when they came out, when you came out here, and they came out here, and you made the team in 1958. How about that?
Yes, you know, I remember I came to spring training in 58, Ruben Gomez. I remember Horace Dunham told Ruben, tell Orlando not to worry about. I saw him play in Puerto Rico. I went to see him play. He's ready for the big league. Then just go there and do the best you can. because I know he's going to make the team.
What was the first game like?
Well, it was in Tucson, Arizona. I faced Bob Lemon.
Wow, Bob Lemon.
Mike Garcia, Ellie Wynn. Remember that name?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Come on, and Rudy Regalado.
Rudy Regalado.
He was on the
third
team.
Base, yeah.
Yes, third baseman, Rudy Regalado. So, all right, so now it's opening day, April 15th, 1958, and you're on the team.
Yes. So
what a day that must have been.
It's funny because Chuck Finney forget about me. So I signed 10 minutes before the game started.
Wow.
I said, Chuck, do you have Orlando contract? No. Oh, my God. So he went out, he got the contract, I signed just before the game started. So I was, we took the field first, we took batting practice, everything. So when the Dodger team came out of the field, wow, what a thrill when I saw Gil Hodges, Pee Wee Reeves, Carl Furillo, my hero, not too far back. Yeah. I never forget that day.
Wow. All right, so it's Ruben Gomez and Drysdale.
Right.
That day, and Darryl Spencer hits the first home run. What kind of player was Darryl Spencer?
Good ball player, yeah.
And then you get up against Don Bessent.
Don Bessent.
And what happens?
He threw me a changeup, 3-1 strike.
Another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit it to right field. I hit a bullet.
And it was gone.
Yeah.
I think it was in the bullpen. Kurt Barclay caught it, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
How do you know all this, Marty?
We do this all the time.
Orlando, how does he know this? Was he there?
Yeah, he knows everything.
We go back and forth, right.
Right.
Right. So, all right, so now it's 1958. But now people should understand he's unanimous Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
1958, stolen bases, doubles, and everything else. What a year that was for you. And San Francisco, what was it like for that whole year?
Amazing. They played the opening game. Then we went to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers. The first game, 85,000 people. Wow. The second game, the first game was a day game, packed. Then the second game was 85,000 people. So everything is, for the first couple months, everything was novelty. Go to Chicago, Ernie Banks, Gene Baker, all those people. Then you go to St. Louis, that museum, Ken Boyer. It was amazing.
Charlie James,
outfielder.
Right. We do this all the time.
I imagine.
Carl Warwick,
outfielder.
Yeah.
And Johnny Temple.
Yeah. Yeah, second base.
Second base, very good.
Cincinnati.
All right. But what is? I love to hear that. Make me laugh. I love to hear.
Hal Smith, yeah.
Hal Smith is a catcher.
Yeah.
Right. Frank Kellert.
Keller, first base,
right. All right. But what was San Francisco like in those days for you? And the music and just being living in San Francisco. What was life like for you?
Love it.
Because you did love it. Tell me about life here.
We live in Daly City.
Nice.
We live in Daly City. And a friend of mine who is here right now, Mike Gallo, he was the guy who first took me out. Yeah. He used to go to Copacabana.
He looks like he's a boxer.
Yeah. We go to Copacabana on Thursday night, down Latin music. That's why Johnny Antonelli, he got me the name Cha-Cha.
Is that how you got Cha-Cha from Johnny Antonelli?
Johnny Antonelli, yeah.
I didn't know that. All right. But the fans, what were the fans like out here in those days?
Well, I've been very lucky all my life. I'm a lucky person. Yeah. So I came here, and people start doing well. Then people, great relationship with the people.
Big year for you, 1961.
Yep.
Big year. And we did the show about hitting the scoreboard in Wrigley Field. You hit the scoreboard in Wrigley Field. That's 500 feet.
Couple times.
Right. What? Not just once. A couple times. Yeah. What was it like playing in the National League in those days with, as you say, all the great players and Vernon Law and Bob Friend,
Ronnie Klein,
Ray Semprock.
Semprock. Good stuff from Philadelphia.
Very good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we were doing a show where you went 5 for 5 against the Phillies at Connie Mack Stadium. A couple of home runs. Cal McClish.
Yes, pitcher.
And John Boozer, you hit one off.
Yeah. Now, he threw me a changeup. 2-ball, no-strike. Out of here.
Right field.
Yes.
Naturally. All right, but 62 is a great season, and we have fun together, and I love talking ball with Orlando. 62 is an amazing season, the way you guys come back the last week of the season. You're losing by 4 games to the Dodgers, and you come back and tie them the last day of the season.
I remember that we were like 5 games back, and then my wife keeps telling me, you know, you have a chance. I said, no, we don't have no chance. So one day, 1 game back, and then we play Houston, and we hit one out, and we tie for first place.
And then the playoff starts.
Right. We went to L.A., right.
And you go back to the last game against the Dodgers, the ninth inning. You have a big part of that ninth inning as well, when the Giants take over and win the game.
Right. Yeah, I met on third base. 3-3, and Orson brings Stan Williams to pitch to me. And Felipe says, Orlando, now the time is Felipe. Wow, you know, I have to come through. Let's go and do it. He saw my high fastball headed to right field. Tied the game. One of my biggest hit in my career.
Wow, very good. Boy, and then you guys go to the World Series, and we did the show in Game 7 where Ralph Terry didn't want to pitch to you. He ended up pitching to McCovey with second and third and two out. What did you think of that?
Blew my mind. Met on second and third, then I'm coming to the plate. And McCovey, he pitched to McCovey. Then I saw Ralph in New York. I said, Ralph, how come you pitched to me? I said, Orlando, I knew you were going to get me. Because I just missed him two times before, high fastball, I just missed him. I knew you were going to get me. So I preferred to pitch to McCovey.
Wow, what a time of 1962. Well, it's your birthday, and you have so many nice memories of being a young man. You're a young man in San Francisco. What excitement for you?
It is. Well, I love San Francisco. I love the city. I'm so blessed because I tell you, in 1955, in 52, I have a knee operation, my right knee, 15 years old. The operation was for me to be able to walk.
Wow.
Then, in 17, I was playing pro ball. Then I played 20 years in the big league. I'm a blessed person.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
Amazing. And the Hall of Fame. But, you know, and I think about this when we do so many of these shows that just think, we say it so easily. We go Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, Mays, McCovey. What was it like to have three guys like you in the same lineup?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I mean, we watch baseball together today. Can you imagine this?
I remember we played in Cincinnati. McCovey hit a ball of Gene Maloney in the old Crosley Field, way up to the right field, like 600 feet. You know, I was amazed me every day, the way he played the outfield, the way he ran the bases, you know what I mean? They're amazing. I'm so proud I was able to play with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Felipe Palu. I see Willie some great things on the field. I saw McCovey hit some ball out of the side. So I'm a blessed person.
Yes, you are. A wonderful man. Orlando Cepeda, we celebrate his birthday. And you go into the Hall of Fame as a San Francisco Giant. What was that day like for you?
Oh, man, nice.
Well, you know, amazing. You know, like I said before, you know, I came long way. That means now in the Hall of Fame, Hearthstone of name came to my mind because he did so much for us. He did so much for me and my mother. You know what I mean? Because people like Horace Stoneham, who cares so much, you know, that when they trade me in 66 to St. Louis, Horace called me on Monday crying. He said, Orlando, I don't want to trade you. Don't worry about it. You know, so San Francisco Giants in my heart. I'm so lucky that I'm still working, you know, for the team. I want to say thank you to Larry Bear, to Peter McGowan, to Bob Larry, because they brought me back to baseball.
Yes.
So I'm a blessed person.
Yes, you are. And you have a statue. How about that?
Everything, you know.
What do you think when you look at that statue out there?
Huh?
What do you think about when you see that statue?
I just went by there. I couldn't believe it. Still can't believe it, you know.
It's a wonderful moment to be able to see it. Well, we wish you the happiest birthday. This is great. And, you know, the story wouldn't be complete. And we come from coming from Puerto Rico, being a San Francisco Giant early, the World Series, All-Star Game. You got a big hit off Dick Raddatz in the All-Star Game,
right,
too.
Right. Well, you know, like I say, you know, having you as a friend. Come on, Bob, you're my friend. You got to say hi to Peter.
I did, and Carol.
Peter and Carol and Mike Gallo.
Mike Gallo, hello. And Bertha's here, and Shayna is here.
And Arturo Santo Domingo.
Arturo Santo Domingo.
He's a legend.
He
came in 58 together.
A good friend.
Mike Gallo.
Good friend of yours. Mike Gallo. Nice to see him. I like his hat today.
He can throw them hands, too, Marty.
Is Mike a boxer here?
10th of next month, I'll be 80 like him.
Is he a boxer, Orlando? He's a boxer?
My Gallo, yeah.
Okay.
My Gallo, yeah.
All right.
Can he take you, Orlando?
Huh?
Can he take you?
You've known Sean for 53 years.
Can you take Orlando?
Well, I have to get down.
Mike's a shorter fella. Orlando's a large man. It'd be funny.
But it is. It's and how do you feel being 80? How about that?
80 going on 40.
How about that? How are the knees?
Huh?
How are the knees?
Great.
Nice.
Great.
Now, you see this park. How would you hit them in this park?
That's a tough hitting ballpark here. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
I think so. Well, you're a right center field hitter. Would you have to pull the ball here?
I know. That's a tough hitting ballpark.
Yeah, it is. All right. So you have a special day today, and you're going to be on the field, and special birthday cake, and statues are being given out to 20,000 people coming in.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
Thank everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
All right. Very
give
good.
It up for
thanks, Orlando.
Cha-cha.
Beautiful.
Good man.
I'm signing the table. Okay. All right. Thanks, Orlando. All right. We'll be back with more right after this.